由麦克牧师主讲，万峰即时传译兼主持的中英双语系列《天路导向》，提高你的英语水平，引导你的人生方向。天路导向，伴你同行。
Hello, listening friends.
亲爱的听众朋友，你们好。
Thank you again for tuning in.
再次欢迎你收听今日的《天路导向》。
This is the very last in a series of messages from the Psalms.
今日的节目呢，是诗篇的系列信息最后的一讲。
It is the second part of Psalm 133.
亦都是分享诗篇第133篇的下半部分。
We looked at the first half in the last message.
上次的节目里面，我们一起学习了诗篇第133篇的上半部分。
Let me begin by asking you this question.
那么今天让我首先问你一个问题。
Did you know that oil in the Old Testament is a symbol of the Holy Spirit?
你知不知道膏油是旧约里面的圣灵的表征啊？
Now if you have your Bible with you, please turn to Psalm 133.
如果你手里面有圣经的话，请你翻开旧约诗篇133篇，旧约诗篇第133篇。
Look at verse 1.
让我们一起来看下第一节。
How good and pleasant it is when the brethren dwell together in unity.
看下弟兄姊妹和睦同居是几咁的善，几咁的美。
It is like precious oil poured on the head.
这个好比那些贵重的油浇在亚伦的头上面。
In verse 2,
第二节里面你就要看一下了。
I want you to see that God is the one who pours the oil.
看一下，上帝原来就是那位将油浇下来的上帝。
God does the anointing.
上帝亲自来膏抹。
God pours the oil on the head of the high priest.
上帝亲自将油浇在大祭司的头上面。
God pours his favor upon his children and unites them.
上帝将恩惠浇灌给他的儿女，让他们合一。
God fills the entire home with the fragrance of his beauty.
上帝的美善所散发出来的馨香是充满了全家。
The oil of God here speaks of the glory of Christ.
在这里上帝的膏油描绘的是基督的荣耀。
Who is our high priest?
原来他就是我们的大祭司耶稣基督。
The oil speaks of the majesty of Christ.
这些膏油描绘了基督有几咁的尊贵。
For Christ is our high priest and the head of the church.
因为耶稣基督就是我们的大祭司，是教会的头。
Whenever Jesus is placed at the helm,
无论何时，只要耶稣基督在掌权的时候，
whether it be in the home or the church,
无论屋企或者教会都好，
or among any group of believers,
或者任何由信徒组成的团体里面都好，
beautiful unity will result,
就会产生那种美好的合一。
But whenever sin is allowed into the home or the church,
但是无论何时，只要罪进入到屋企或者教会里面，
whenever sin comes between Christian brothers and sisters,
罪来到基督徒的弟兄姊妹中间的时候，
turmoil and strife will dominate.
混乱纷争就会抬头。
David also says something very important here in Psalm 133.
大卫在诗篇第133篇里面讲到一点很重要的东西。
He said that the oil of anointing of the high priest runs down over Aaron's beard.
他说膏抹大祭司的油流到去亚伦的胡须上面。
This statement speaks of the humanity of Christ.
这句说话又讲出了基督的人性。
Jesus was separated from sin, but every bit a man.
耶稣与罪无份，但是他又一个有血有肉的人。
Jesus was pure and sinless and holy.
耶稣是纯正无罪和圣洁的。
And yet, every bit human, sympathetic, loving, and caring.
但是他是有血、有肉的人，有同情、有怜爱、有关心的性情。
The oil then runs down Aaron's garment.
我们看到那些膏油跟着就流到去亚伦的衣服。
which is the church, the faithful body of Christ.
这个是象征着教会，就是基督忠实的身体。
Aaron's garment was the garment of a ministering priest.
亚伦的衫就是祭司侍奉的时候先着的衫。
Today there are so many ministers who are not faithful ministers.
今天有很多的传道人并不是上帝忠心的仆人。
They are in the ministry for what they can get out of it.
我们见到他们的侍奉只是为了让自己从中取利。
They are not in ministry to serve as conduits of God's anointing.
他们的侍奉并不是作为流通上帝恩典膏油的管道来服侍。
They are not in ministry to be channels of God's anointing.
他们的侍奉并不是为了成为上帝膏抹的渠道来服侍。
They are not in ministry to selflessly give it their all.
他们侍奉并不是为了无私地奉献自己所有，而是为了某些不好的目的。所以我们要在这里其实知道合一，其实是要靠着圣灵，靠着上帝亲自的看管，才能够获得真正的合一的。
耶和华说你平平复复都
A friend of mine warned me some years ago.
早几年的时候，有一位朋友曾经警告过我。
You can either be a channel through whom God works.
一是你就成为一条管道，让上帝透过你来做工作。
Or you will be a cork that blocks the power of God in a bottle.
一是你就做一个酒樽的塞，阻挡上帝的能力释放出来。
The psalmist said,
诗人这样讲的，
When the oil goes down from Aaron's garment,
当膏油从亚伦的衣襟流下来的时候，
Into the skirt of his garment and into the ground,
流过他的衣袍，跟着又流到地下。
It speaks of God's mercy and grace reaching down to every repentant sinner.
它象征着上帝的怜悯和恩典由天降下赐给每一个悔改的罪人。
For that's what the brethren is made of.
所讲的弟兄就是由这些罪人组成的。
They are repentant sinners.
他们是已经悔改了的罪人。
You and I are Christ's representatives.
在今天其实你和我都是耶稣基督的代表。
So that people may believe in him.
要让人你相信耶稣基督。
There are some who think that only some Christians are Christ's representatives.
有些人认为只有部分的基督徒才能够成为基督的代表。
But this is not biblical.
但是这样讲是不符合圣经的。
The Bible says that every Christian is a priest.
圣经上面说每一个基督徒都是祭司。
The Bible says that every Christian is an ambassador of Jesus Christ.
圣经上面讲每一个基督徒都是耶稣基督的使者。
Each one of us has to spread the beautiful fragrance of God's grace and forgiveness.
我们每一个人都有责任将上帝的恩典和宽恕的馨香是散发出去。
Each one of us has to spread God's message of life to the dying and lost people.
我们每一个人都有责任将上帝的信息传播给那些垂死和失丧的人。
Each one of us is to spread the beautiful aroma of God's mercy to a wicked generation.
我们每一个人都有责任将上帝怜悯的馨香传送给这一代败坏的人。
Each one of us is to spread the sweet smelling savor of the healing oil of Christ.
我们每一个人都有责任将基督医治膏油的芬芳散发出去。
Each one of us is to spread the sweet smelling savor of the healing oil of Christ to this sick world.
我们每一个人都有责任将基督医治的膏油的芬芳散播给这个病态的世界。
Just as the dew is God's gracious gift to the land,
正如甘露是上帝赐给大地的宝贵礼物一样，
so are those who know Jesus.
那些认识的耶稣基督的人都是一样。
We are to be his refreshing servants to a parched world.
上帝差派我们成为他的仆人，去到这个干旱的世界上面，让人要得着滋润。
This is the beauty of unity.
这一种就是合一的美善了。
Now let's talk about the blessing of unity.
好，让我们现在再来分享一下合一的福气。
Look at verse 3 of Psalm 133.
让我们一起来看看诗篇第133篇第三节。
For there the Lord bestows his blessing, even life evermore.
因为在那里有耶和华所命定的福，就是永远的生命。
Let me ask you a question.
让我问你一条问题。
Have you ever entered a home or a church where unity rules?
你有没有到过一个合一的家庭或者合一的教会呢？
Have you noticed how it is peaceful and serene?
你有没有留意过它那种的平静，那种的安宁啊？
Have you noticed how it is joyous and inviting?
你有没有留意过它那种喜乐和那种的魅力啊？
That is the blessing of unity.
这样东西就是合一的福气。
Have you ever entered a church and not felt the Spirit of God there?
你有没有试过去到一个教会感受不到圣灵的同在啊？
When you feel tension or strife in a home or a church,
当你在一个家庭或者教会里面感受到有压力有纷争的时候，
It is because there is squabbling and striving in the home or the church.
这个是因为在这个家庭或者教会里面存在着不和和争斗。
And squabbling and striving quenches the Spirit of God.
而这种的纷争压制了圣灵的工作。
Quarreling homes and quarreling churches are the indication that sin is present.
争斗的家庭和纷争的教会是表明着罪存在着。
Squabbling is always an indication that the Holy Spirit is not ruling.
纷争是表明着圣灵并没有在那里掌权。
And when sin is present, love is missing.
而当罪存在的时候，爱就消失了。
Jesus said,
耶稣讲过，
And they will know that you are my disciples, by the way you love one another.
你们如果有彼此相爱的心的话，众人就会因此认出你们是我的门徒了。
I am sure each one of you wants to be blessed by the Lord.
我敢肯定今日收听天路导向的每一位听众朋友都想得着上主赐给你的福气。
Only foolishness would refuse the blessing of God.
只有愚昧的人才会拒绝上帝要赐给你的福。
I think most people would say, I want the blessing of God.
我想很多人会说我愿意得着上帝所赐的福气啊。
But the way to receive the blessing of God
但是我要告诉你听要蒙上帝赐福的途径
is to be in unity under the Spirit's authority.
就是要顺服圣灵的权柄达到合一。
I read not so long ago something that got my attention.
无奈之前我读过一些引起我关注的文章。
That when thoroughbred horses face attack from an outside enemy,
文章里面讲到一些纯种马受到外敌攻击的时候
They stand in a circle facing each other.
他们就会面朝里面个圈围成一个圈去企
And with their back legs, they kick out the enemy.
他们就会用他们的后脚去击退敌人
Donkeys do just the opposite.
但是驴仔是刚刚相反的
They circle up facing the enemy.
他们反而会围成一个圈面向敌人
And they use their back legs to kick each other.
跟着用他们的后脚去互相攻击
Now Christians often ignore the real enemy.
当今呢其实基督徒真是忽略了真正的敌人
And they get busy kicking each other.
他们忙于互相攻击
The truth is that the blessing of God is ordered when unity is practiced.
事实上当我们开始实践合一的时候上帝已经开始赐福给我们了。
The blessing of God is bestowed when unity is the norm.
当我们的合一达到了标准上帝就会将福气赐下。
I have seen so many churches that are going in many different directions all at the same time.
我曾经见过很多的教会在同一时间朝着不同的方向发展。
But each church must have only one vision and one mission.
但是每一个教会必须只能够有一个的意象和一个的使命。
They may implement different methods.
他们可以同时用不同的方法。
They may try different approaches.
他们可以同时有不同的尝试。
They may be open to changing programs.
他们可以对事工持一个改变和开放的态度。
But they must never change their vision and mission.
但是他们必须不能够去改变他们的意象和使命。
A visitor to a mental institution prison was astounded by what he saw.
我想告诉你听呢从前有一个访问者去到精神病病人的监狱他对他所见所闻感受到很震惊。
Only three guards were watching over 100 dangerous inmates.
原来只有三个的警卫人员看着100个危险的犯人。
So he asked the warden.
于是他就问监狱长了。
Don't you fear that the inmates will overpower your guards?
你不怕那些犯人会制服你的警卫吗？
The warden answered,
監獄長就說了,
I have no fear because lunatics never unite.
我一點都不怕, 因為這些發瘋的人是不會聯合起來的。
Jesus said,
耶穌曾經說過,
When two or three gather in my name, I will be in their midst.
只要有兩三個人奉我的名去聚會那裡, 我就會在那裡。
In other words, if two or three people come in unity,
换句话讲，即系只有两三个人能够合一嘅时候
，seeking only the glory of Jesus's name，
佢哋单单去寻求耶稣嘅名嘅荣耀。
Jesus will be with them in a special way。
耶稣就会用特殊嘅方式同佢哋同在。
Jesus also said，
耶稣亦都曾经讲过
，When two of you agree on something here on earth，
只要喺你哋中间有两个人喺地上面同心合意咁样求一啲嘢
，It will be answered by my Father in heaven。
我哋喺天上嘅父就一定会为佢哋成全。
This is not very easy thing to understand。
其实呢样嘢唔容易理解噶。
I will confess to you that I do not understand everything about this verse in Matthew 18.
好坦白同你讲，其实我对马太福音十八章呢一节嘅经文亦都唔系完全明白。
But I believe it.
但系我相信佢。
And my wife and I practice it.
而我同埋我嘅太太亦都喺度实践紧佢。
You see, sometimes people agree for the sake of agreeing.
你睇下，有好多时候人系因为唔想伤和气而达成协议噶。
But that's not what is meant here.
但系呢样嘢并唔系喺圣经呢度讲紧嘅嘢。
The real agreement that will bring the blessing of God.
真正嘅一致系能够带嚟上帝嘅赐福噶。
Is the agreement of the heart and the soul.
而呢种嘅一致系心灵嘅一致。
The agreement that brings about the blessing of God.
呢种嘅一致系会带嚟上帝嘅赐福噶。
Is the total and unequivocal agreement.
这种的一致是完全和毫不含糊的一致来的。
Husbands and wives should try it.
夫妻应该来尝试一下。
Families should try it.
家庭应该来尝试一下。
Believers who are in business together should try it.
那些在一起工作的信徒都应该来尝试一下。
Believers who are in fellowship together should try it.
那些在团契里面相处的信徒都应该来尝试一下。
You will be blessed.
你在中间是会获得真正的福气的。
You have God's word on it.
你是会有上帝的话语应许在里面的。
数不清生命更美，基督恩典建立兴起众生灵，齐立志要活出教会合一见证，彼此坦率勉励肢体众生结连，明白有主在众主要判必坚固，明白有主在众主要判必坚固，明白有主在众主要判必坚固。
Now, as we conclude this whole series of messages from the Psalms,
在我们即将要结束今日关于诗篇系列信息的时候，
I feel led to pray for the families and the homes of believers that are listening to us right now.
我好希望为到嗰啲正喺度收听紧我哋节目嘅基督徒家庭去祷告。
Especially those who have divided homes and divided relationships.
特别是为那些破碎的家庭和关系不和的去祷告。
So let us pray together.
不如让我们一起祷告好不好啊？
Our Heavenly Father,
我们在天上面的父上帝，
we thank you for your word.
我们因为你宝贵的话语去赞美你。
We thank you that your word tells us that there is a blessing in unity.
我们感谢你，因为你的话语话给我们听，在合一里面有你所赐的福气。
And we want that blessing.
我们想要那一份的福分。
We often don't know how to receive the blessing.
但是很多时候我们不知道究竟怎样去接受那一种福分。
But now we know from your word that it comes through unity.
但是我们现在明白了，原来这份福分是来自合一。
I pray for all the divided families who are listening to us.
我们为到所有破碎的家庭的人，听着我们节目的人去祷告。
I pray for all the divided believers who are listening to us.
我为到所有收听着天路导向而关系有不和的信徒祷告。
That they will repent of their sin.
求他们为自己的罪去悔改。
And they turn to you.
回转向你。
The source of unity.
因为你是合一的源头，
and the source of the blessing.
你是一切福气的源头。
In Jesus' name I pray.
奉主耶稣基督名求。
Amen.
阿门。
Our dear friends, we are so glad to have brought you this series from the Psalms.
亲爱的朋友，我们非常高兴为你带来诗篇的系列信息。
And I hope that you will tune in next time to listen to a new series of messages.
希望你下次能够继续收听我们新的系列信息。
Meanwhile, we'd love to hear from you.
我们希望收到你的回应。
Until we meet again, I wish you God's richest blessing.
愿上帝大大赐福给你，下次天路导向再会。